Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, your journey through Wikipedia's vast and varied content, one random article at a time. The random article for Thursday, the 18th of July 2024 is Gabriel François Doyen. Gabriel François Doyen, French, Gabjlef Swardwaj, 1726, the 5th of June 1806, was a French painter who was born in Paris. He became an artist against his father's wishes, becoming a pupil at the age of 12 of Charles-André Van Loo. Making rapid progress, he obtained at 20 the Grand Prix de Rome, and in 1748 set out for Rome. He studied the works of Annibale Carracci, Pietro Berrettini da Cortona, Giulio Romano, and Michelangelo, then visited Naples, Bologna and, crucially, Venice. While in the latter city, Doyen was greatly influenced by the work of the famous colorists, such as Titian. In 1755 returned to Paris and, at first unappreciated and disparaged, he resolved by one grand effort to achieve a reputation, and in 1758 he exhibited his Death of Virginia. It was completely successful, and procured him admission to the Académie Royale de Peinture et de Sculpture. Doyen was also influenced by Peter Paul Rubens after a visit to Antwerp. This influence is, perhaps, best displayed in his La Miracle des Ardents, painted for the Church of Saint Genevieve at Saint Roch, 1767. This painting was exhibited in the Salon of 1767, which was recorded by Sonnebon in view of the Salon of 1767. Art historian Michael Levy described this painting as the high point in the artist's career, suggesting the drama of the piece may be a precursor to that which characterizes the French Romantic painting of the 19th century. He notes how the writhing figures of the foreground are similar to those found in The Raft of the Medusa by Théodore Géricault. In 1773, Doyen painted his The Last Communion of St. Louis for the high altar of the chapel at the École Militaire. It is strongly reminiscent of The Last Communion of St. Jerome by Domenichino and displays a sharp clarity of message, required by its position far above the high altar. Another notable work of this period in Doyen's life is the Triumph of Thetis for the chapel of the Invalides. In 1776 he was appointed professor at the Academy. During the initial stages of the French Revolution he became active in the National Museum project, however in 1791 he left France for Russia on the invitation of Catherine II of Russia. He settled in St. Petersburg, where he was much honored by the imperial family and Russian art establishment. He died there on the 5th of June 1806. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:53 UTC on Thursday, the 18th of July 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Gabriel François Doyen. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Brian.